welcome to Go For It. I am your host, Paul Gaynor. For the next hour, we will be talking sports and having fun doing it. I want all your opinions, all your ideas, and all your beliefs. And, of course, you will get a heavy dose of my opinion. And if you have an opinion, the number to call is 646-727-3070. That's 646-727-3070. And you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com/PGAN. That's blogtalkradio.com/PGAN. And for those who are email savvy, you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. This was LeBron James' comment when the season ended.
I'm going to approach this summer with the right mindset. Me and my team is going to figure out what's the best possibility for me. I love the city of Cleveland, of course. I mean, the city of the fans. No. Another disappointing season, to say the least. But at the same time, we have a great time together. So we'll see what happens.
Well, that was LeBron at the end of the season. And now it's time to make a decision. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m., on ESPN, LeBron James will be making his decision. He will tell the world, he will tell you, me, and the world where he is going. We've been waiting for a long time, ever since he signed his deal 3 years ago with Cleveland. Ever since he resigned, we've been waiting for the summer of 2010. With Bosh and Wade and LeBron and the rest of these boys. And now it's time for LeBron to make his decision. Apparently, he will make his decision in Greenwich, Connecticut. Apparently, Jim Gray will be the host, and Jim Gray will be talking and interviewing him. He will make his announcement in the first 10 minutes of the show, and all the proceeds from the show will go to the Boys and Girls Club of America. This is fun. You have to love the theater here. This is fun. I mean, it's an opportunity for LeBron to give back, I guess, charity-wise. And, I mean, it's great theater. I mean, why not? I mean, why not do it when he's doing it now? Why not do it on his own TV show on a national stage? Why not do it? I mean, it's fun. It's going to be fun, and we'll see where LeBron goes. I mean, you don't know where he's going to go, but Amari Stoudemire signed with the Knicks on Monday, and today, big news, Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade have decided to go. Bosh has decided to go to Miami. Wade is staying in Miami. So those two will be together. Will LeBron James join them? Will he join them in Miami? Carlos Boozer signed with the Chicago Bulls today. Does LeBron go to Chicago? Does he go there? Amari Stoudemire with the Knicks. Does LeBron go there? The New Jersey Nets, Jay-Z, Prokhorov. Does he go there? Where does he go? Or does he just stay home in Cleveland, which I hope and which I think he should do? Does he stay home in Cleveland? Where does LeBron go? Where does he go? Everybody has predictions. Everybody has beliefs. Everybody has ideas. Everybody has opinions. But where will LeBron James go? We'll be joined by Chris Perkins, who covers the Heat for Fox Sports Florida and NBA.com. Chris will tell us what's going on in Miami. I bet you they're dancing in the streets in South Beach, having a good grand old time because they have just gotten Chris Bosh, and who knows? Who knows? Maybe they'll get LeBron James. Let's take a quick caller. Hello, you on Go For It?
It's Jermaine. It's Jermaine from Pennsylvania.
Yes, Jermaine.
I was just calling in to talk about LeBron James and how he's
what do you think? Huh? What do you think will happen?
I think that LeBron James will basically pick which team is right for him and basically win the championship. But that's my opinion.
Well, and I appreciate your opinion, and I appreciate the call. We'll see what happens with that situation, with LeBron James and where he goes. He will make the best decision for him, and it comes down to what? LeBron is saying that, and has said in the past, that it's all about winning championships. And if that's true, I think his best bet's in Cleveland, because at the end of the day, if you roll that ball out, I've said this before, and I'll say it again, I've said it a lot. You roll the ball out tomorrow, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers have averaged 60 wins these past two seasons. So if you roll that ball out there tomorrow, you're guaranteed 60 wins in Cleveland. You roll it out there. But, hey, maybe he wants to go to Chicago. I mean, hey, Chicago added Carlos Boozer, which is a great addition to their team. That's a great addition. You got Boozer now, Rose, Luol Deng, Joakim Noah. I mean, you slide LeBron in there, you're an instant contender, without a doubt. But I think LeBron needs to finish what he started in Cleveland. And he's a hometown guy. And if, quite frankly, if LeBron leaves Cleveland, that may be the end of Cleveland, basketball in Cleveland as we know it. I mean, he resurrected the franchise. They were close to the bottom in attendance before he came. And now when he came and after he came, they're near the top. They're near the top in attendance. So, I mean, that basically shows you that if LeBron leaves, then basketball in Cleveland as we know it is dead, at least for the time being, at least for the next few years. Because it's officially become rebuilding. They're in rebuilding mode at this point, if LeBron goes. But, I mean, I've heard many say that LeBron won't go on national TV and break the hearts of Cleveland again. He won't do it. But we'll see. We'll see what he's going to do. Again, the announcement will not take place in Cleveland. It will take place in Greenwich, Connecticut, which is a hop, skip, and a jump from New York City. So is that telling you anything? Is that a sign of where LeBron's going to go? I don't know. But he's making this announcement. Again, a hop, a skip, and a jump from New York City. So who knows if that's any indication of where he's going to go and what he's going to do. I don't know. I've said this throughout this whole process. You've heard, okay, you had the New York Times article, done deal, supposedly Bosch and LeBron were supposed to go to Chicago. Then you heard that LeBron, Bosch, and Wade are supposed to go to Miami, which still could happen. And you heard the talk of New York City. I mean, the Knicks basically gave away these past two seasons for this summer. They gave away these past two seasons for this summer. So we'll see what happens there. But I don't know, man. I mean, it's going to be make for interesting television to see what and where LeBron goes, what he does and where he goes. It's going to make for interesting television. Now, we're supposed to be joined by Chris Perkins, Fox Sports Florida, covers the Heat for NBA.com. Chris, again, will give us some insight on what's going on in South Beach. Again, they're dancing in the streets out there, celebrating. They got Bosch. D-Wade is back. I mean, it's exciting times if you're a Miami Heat fan. It's definitely exciting times. I mean, you got one of the best free agents out there in Chris Bosch. And you got to be excited about that if you're a Heat fan. Definitely have to be excited about that. And who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. There might be more excitement in Miami if LeBron James decides that he will go to the Miami Heat. And if he does that, there's going to be more celebrating, more partying in South Beach. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it should be interesting where LeBron James will go. I think, personally, I think, I think I know I want him to go back to Cleveland. I want him to go back to Cleveland. But I also think that he will go back to Cleveland. I can't see him, a local boy, I can't see him jumping on national TV and just breaking the hearts of the Cleveland faithful one more time. I can't see him doing it. And I don't think he will do it. I don't think he will do it. But I guess if you had LeBron James to Wade and Bosh, that's a scary situation. You had LeBron James to Noah, Rose, Dang, Boozer in Chicago, that's a scary situation. And if you keep him in Cleveland, again, that's a 60-win team these past 2 years. Granted, they flamed out in the playoffs, but they won 60 games, averaged 60 games these past 2 years. So we'll see what happens there. I mean, the numbers to call, 646-727-3070. That's 646-727-3070. And you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com/PGAN. That's blogtalkradio.com/PGAN. And you also can send email messages to the show at goforward.gan@gmail.com. We are now joined by Chris Perkins, who covers the Miami Heat for Fox Sports Florida and NBA.com. Chris?
Oh, how you doing, man?
How are you? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's exciting times down here, man.
I know. I can see that. I mean, I guess they just have another excuse to have a party in South Beach.
You know what? As if we needed one, right? As if we needed one,
exactly.
Man.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say this is just the first step in what Heat fans hope is gonna be the ultimate prize in LeBron. But even if it's not LeBron, the Heat still have a lot of work to do. But it's a lot more optimistic when you have Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, you know.
Right, and if you're not going to get LeBron James, then you got to be happy with at least keeping D. Wade and also adding a top-flight power forward in Chris Bosh. So it's definitely a good time there in Miami. So what is the feel down there, Chris?
Well, I mean, people are ecstatic. I mean, you got to understand, you know, Miami is a football-crazy town where, you know, the Miami Dolphins rule by far. And then second, it's between University of Miami football and Miami Heat basketball. So, you know, any push like this that puts the Heat way ahead of the game is just seismic activity here in Miami. So, you know, people are really optimistic now. The place will be set off if LeBron James commits here in like 24 hours, because he's supposedly going to announce his decision within 10 minutes of the show, which starts at 9 p.m. So in like 24 hours, this place could really be going crazy now. You know, obviously, if LeBron James comes here, then it's bigger than Shaq coming here, because LeBron will be teamed with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. So, I'll say this, Paul. I mean, in the era of social media and 24/7 news coverage, I mean, they might be the most popular U.S. sports team that there is that there's ever been. I'm not saying they will be the most successful, but with the use of Twitter and Facebook, they might be the most popular ever.
And you're definitely right. Especially, I mean, LeBron just joined Twitter yesterday, a few days ago. So now they're all involved in Twitter. So it should be good times. Now, Chris, does this make Miami the favorite to land LeBron James now that they had added Chris Bosh?
I don't think so. You know what? Here's what I felt all along, Paul, that Dwayne and Chris Bosh would be down here in Miami and that LeBron would stay up in Cleveland. And I still feel that that's a very strong possibility. To me, Cleveland is the favorite to retain LeBron. He's still got a nice squad up there. You know, they still got a lot of good players, Mo Williams and Delonte West and Anton Jameson and Anderson Barajal, J.J. Hickson, Jamario Moon, Anthony Parker. They
right.
need help, but they still got a nice squad. So to me, Cleveland, and he keeps that $30 million, which is the difference between the fifth and sixth
right.
year. Now, to me, second, it's a toss-up between Miami and Chicago, probably with Miami with a slight edge. And then fourth, a distant fourth to me, is New York.
Well, now, with D. Wade and with Chris Bosh now in the fold in Miami and possibly LeBron James, how do you fill up this roster? Now, if you don't get LeBron, how do you fill this roster out? I mean, you have Beasley under contract. You have Chalmers under contract. How do you fill the roster out?
Well, if you don't get LeBron, you could look at maybe a sign and trade for Beasley with Dallas to get Brendan Haywood at center. You could maybe look at, say, Mike Miller at the three, at the small forward. You could look at, say, maybe a Andre Miller, Luke Ridnour type at point guard. And then you got to go to work toward getting some backups. You know, to me, the thing with the Heat, the way that they're going to be built is they're going to slot guys into roles. After it's Dwayne and LeBron Dwayne LeBron and Chris Bosh or Dwayne and Chris Bosh. The Heat model has usually been you're going to have a big-bodied center who can take up space and block some shots. You're going to have a playmaking power forward, which they have in Bosh. You're going to have a small forward who can stretch the court a little bit by shooting three-pointers. You're going to have a distribute first point guard. You're going to have a perimeter defender. You're going to have a backup point guard who can play some defense usually. So I think you can follow those roles. I don't know what the names are going to be yet, but I think you can fill those slots, and that's how the Heat is going to fill this team out.
With Allen Iverson, he's a guy who posted on his Twitter page that he's willing to accept any role in any situation. Would he be a guy that the Heat would look at? Again, it's still early, but would he be a guy that the Heat may look at? He's a guy who he has to prove. He has to prove something. So
yeah, I could.
Maybe it's not a bad
place
for him.
Yeah. I would say this, Bob. I would say the two veterans who are off the list, Allen Iverson and Shaquille O'Neal. And you know, Shaq's off the list. So he had a chance to get Allen Iverson before last season when AI was kind of shopping himself around. But, you know, the Heat is very chemistry conscious. And, you know, it went through its little deal with Shaq. I don't think the Heat is looking to go that way towards a guy who is that far down the line. I think the Heat is going to look, you can kind of look at that 06 championship team where they had a lot of so-called middle-aged veterans who had not won a title yet who were very hungry, guys such as Jason Williams, Antoine Walker, James Posey, guys along
right.
that line, and then you throw
right.
in Zoe and GP. But I think that's the blueprint for this Heat team. I think you can look at that 06 Heat team, and it's going to be a bunch of veteran players who are hungry for a title, kind of in their 30s. They know this is their last shot, and that's kind of who's going to fill out this roster. Now, they still do need another all-star type player to go alongside Wade and Bosh if they're going to be title contenders, but that's
right.
the blueprint for filling out the roster.
Now, also, there has been talk. Eric Spoelstra is the coach right now, but there's talk.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying that at some point in the season, like he did back in 2006, Pat Riley may make a return to the bench. Do you foresee that happening?
You know what? The way that I would foresee that happening would be, you know, Pat Riley came out a couple of months ago and said, if a free agent were to request me to coach, then I would have to explore that possibility. I took that as a message to LeBron that, hey, you know, if that's what it takes to get this thing done, that's what we'll do to get it done. So I don't see a mid-season hijacking. I see if Pat was going to do something, if he was going to take over, I think it would be a preseason move. He would go into training camp with the team. I don't think it would be any kind of a December hijacking as you could remember from the 05-06 season.
Mm-hmm. Now I want to go back to LeBron James because you made a point about the way his team is presently constructed in Cleveland. It's been my contention that LeBron should go back to Cleveland because if you roll that ball out today, you're guaranteed at least 60 wins. And the past two seasons, they've averaged 60 wins. Now, everyone is saying that LeBron may go to Cleveland. He may go back to Cleveland, may go to Miami, may go to Chicago. But where do you think his best fit is at?
Well, you know, well, really, I mean, his best fit would have to be in Miami. I mean, if you've already got Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, you know, you're using kind of that 2-3-4 model, shooting guard, small forward, mm-hmm. power forward, and that's the model that Boston used with Ray Allen and Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. That's kind of the model that the Lakers used with Kobe Bryant, Ron Artest, and Pau Gasol, even though they have Bynum and Lamar Odom. But, you know, there's different ways. That's a tough question to answer because there's different ways to win it. The Spurs, you know, the Spurs did it with the 1-2-4 with Tony Parker at point guard and Ginobili at shooting guard and Tim Duncan at power forward. So it's a tough question, but clearly, I think clearly, if LeBron is about winning a title this year and going to a team that right now, the second he signed, would have a chance to dethrone the Lakers, that's the Miami Heat. Now, you know, Cleveland is a good opportunity. Chicago is a good opportunity. New York with Amari Stoudemire is, you know, it's a so-so opportunity. But so it's a tough question. I don't know where he's the best. I guess Miami would be the best fit, although I still do. I agree with you. I see him staying in Cleveland, though.
Now, with Boozer apparently signing with the Bulls, does that do you jump the Bulls up a little bit in the LeBron sweepstakes?
That's interesting. I mean, you know, because that's a really great fit. I mean, that's a really great fit when you look at Joakim Noah at the center at the five and Boozer at the four, power forward, LeBron at the three, you know, the small forward, and Derrick Rose at the one, the point guard. I mean, that's pretty strong.
And Lou Alcindor.
And Luol Deng, right. I'm forgetting Luol Deng, right. So, I mean, they're pretty strong. You know, I don't know. You would have to jump them up, but, you know, I got to say, my big concern about Chicago is they're a team that has underachieved for so many years, that they've had so much talent, and, you know, they've really been a team that lacked leadership until Derrick Rose came in. I mean, you remember when they had the Ben Gordon, Kirk Heinrich, Luol Deng leadership group, and they got shook about the contract extension talks, and they were shook about trade talks, and, you know, they fired Scott Skiles, and they had brought Ben Wallace in there for a second, and John Salmons didn't work out there, and, you know, Tyrus Thomas doesn't work out there, and they've just been through so much. They haven't proven anything, but they do have talent. This is obviously, if LeBron went, this would obviously be a different regime with Kirk Heinrich gone now, but there's just something about Chicago that I just really, really don't trust. I don't know what it is, but there's something about that team that I just don't trust.
Now, I want to go back to Bosh now. There had been talk earlier in the week that the Raptors were interested in a signing trade with Cleveland for Bosh, but Bosh was not too keen about playing in Cleveland. I want to ask, do you think in the beginning that Wade and Bosh pretty much had this all planned out?
You know what? I wrote a column about this. Wade had this all planned out. Dwayne told me back in December, and he had talked about this before, that there was going to be a dinner between LeBron, Dwayne, and Chris Bosh, and they were going to discuss their free agent options. This was back in December when I asked him about this, and I wrote about it. And we asked Chris Bosh about this in March, and Bosh was either playing coy or he was being honest, and he said, "I don't know anything about a dinner." He said it'll be a good dinner. I guess it'll be a good dinner, but I don't know anything about it. And LeBron said the same thing. I think that this was Dwayne's brainchild to get Chris Bosh and LeBron to the Heat all along. That this dinner that he talked about that he hadn't even told them about yet, that this was going to be all along Dwayne's chance to recruit Bosh and LeBron to the Heat as opposed to them discussing their options. I think when Toronto washed out during the season, Wade was really happy. When LeBron's Cleveland Cavaliers lost in the second round, he was even happier. Then the final key after that was Pat Riley, whose contract was expiring after this season, when Pat Riley announced that he had re-upped with the Heat. That was at the same press conference when he said that, you know, if a free agent asked me to come down and coach, I would have to consider it. So I think that this was Dwayne Wade's brainchild all along to get LeBron and Chris Bosh here. And Dwayne is the one who I give the credit for on this, more so than Pat Riley.
Now, there had been talk also earlier in the week about, and again, you kind of got to take everything with a grain of salt because everybody's coming out with all these different type of situations and scenarios. But there was talk that D. Wade was considering Chicago. How was he really considering Chicago, or was it just talk?
You know, here's what I think is that, you know, Dwayne was intrigued by what Chicago said. I think that second interview that he had with Chicago, I believe on Saturday, once I found out that Chris Bosh was at that interview also, it seemed to make sense for me from the standpoint that I think that Miami was the number one option, but Chicago was going to be the number two option, and Dwayne wanted to see what Chicago could do with he and Bosh together as a package deal. He wanted to see what kind of pitch that they would make, what, you know, and so I think that was the whole reason for that meeting. Chicago definitely gave him stuff to think about. And he was definitely intrigued. I think Chicago was plan B, that was the backup plan, that if things didn't work out with Miami, that Chris Bosh and Dwayne would have gone to Chicago, and that was Chicago's time to make the pitch. And I think Chicago was a firm number two for Wade and Bosh.
So now we have Wade, Bosh together, LeBron's big announcement tomorrow. What do you think about LeBron going on national TV and making his announcement? Is it over the top? I kind of think it's exciting. It's great theater, and it's great for the league. What's your thoughts?
You know what? You know, what's funny is that, you know, I had joked on a couple other radio shows and on an online chat that this was right when free agency started, that what the NBA ought to do is they ought to have, like a signing day show, like for college, where they should have had Dwayne and LeBron and Chris Bosh to announce their decisions, and they should have announced some head coaching vacancies being filled and just make a big production out of it. And I said this would get the better ratings than the NBA Finals, and, you know, and LeBron is kind of doing that. I mean, look, yeah, the guy's got an ego, but, you know, the reason, a big reason that LeBron has a big ego is because of us. It's the fans and it's the media. That we're talking about LeBron on this show, and it's LeBron, LeBron, LeBron. People care. And, you know, look, I mean, Ben Wallace couldn't pull this off. I mean, nobody cares what Ben Wallace would want to do. You know, this is, it's about LeBron, and we make it clear to LeBron that this is about him. I'm not mad at the dude. I mean, and the proceeds are going to the Boys and Girls Clubs, and, you know, it's kind of all in good fun. I don't have a problem with it. If that, he's giving the people what they want to see.
We're talking to Chris Perkins from Fox Sports Florida, and he also covers the Heat for NBA.com. Now, Chris, with this announcement and all the excitement surrounding this announcement, you're still predicting that LeBron will still go back to Cleveland.
Right. That's my prediction. I don't know who's going to be in position to work a sign and trade to get LeBron that sixth year and the other, you know, make up for the $30 million difference that he would miss by not returning to Cleveland. I just think that Cleveland is a good fit. And I'll say this too, Paul, and this might have nothing to do with anything, but man, if LeBron went on national TV and did this to the city of Cleveland, gave them a shot in the gut like this, a city that already has the mistake by the lake stigma attached to it, I don't know, man. That would be really, really,
I was saying that earlier in the show. Will he go on national TV and break the heart of all the Cleveland fans? Will he do it? I mean, Ernest Biner did it with the fumble. John Elway did it with the drive.
Michael Jordan over Craig Hilo. I mean, right, we know the list.
The list goes on and on.
The Marlins broke their hearts in a Game 7 World Series in 97.
Right.
Extra innings.
Jose Mason.
Exactly. I mean, if LeBron did this, I just cannot imagine that this dude would go on national TV and break the city's hearts like this. That's an aside from everything, but that's just a feeling.
Now, Chris, before we let you go, any surprises so far in this free agency? In free agency 2010?
No surprises yet, but I'll tell you the big trend here. If you look for the last few years, there's been a big power shift to the Eastern Conference. You know, we saw it when KG came over. We saw it when Ray Allen came over, when Rashard Lewis came over. Now Amari Stoudemire coming over. Carlos Boozer is coming over. We're seeing a big power shift in the East. You know, we're seeing the East really, really building up some talent, and the Southeastern Division in particular with Atlanta, Orlando, and Miami, and Charlotte is becoming a really tough division. So I think that's the big picture right now in free agency without knowing, you know, where LeBron is going.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's kind of the big picture, is that the East is, you know, there's been a trend for the last few years. You know, Shaq came over from Phoenix. There's been a trend the last few years of the East adding these players and the conference is getting a lot more depth, and you know, with Amari coming over and with Boozer coming over, that trend is continuing. And look, this free agent frenzy, it was all an Eastern Conference team. I mean, it was an Eastern Conference thing. You know, it was all the Eastern teams. So that's not a surprise, but to me, that's the big trend right now to keep an eye on, to see if the East gets stronger. And I'll tell you, the other thing that I think that you're going to look out for are multi-team trades and three-team trades, so that, you know, for instance, you know, if I'm Brian Colangelo from Toronto and I know that the Miami Heat has nobody that I want, I want to do a sign and trade. I've got to get a third team involved, because I'm not going to let Chris Bosh leave for nothing, no compensation. So I think you're going to have a lot of situations like that, teams that have money, the Clippers, the Nets, and not one team has outright. So I think this, the power shift to the East and multi-team deals could be two of the big trends of this offseason.
And now in terms of the money with Bosh and Wade, as of right now, we're not really too sure in terms of the terms of the contracts and the money, right?
No, we're not. I'll tell you, that was you know, and I can't believe I skipped this, but one of the biggest things to come out of that press conference was Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh saying they'll take less money. And so the situation that you have is that, you know, where you thought it was all about money with these guys and nobody would take less than the max, they're willing to do that to have the chance to win. So that's a big thing. So either way, money is not going to be an object here so far. That's what they led us to believe.
And to me, that kind of adds to the intrigue about tomorrow. I mean, we don't know what type of money these guys are getting. So maybe they'll be able to fit LeBron into to the Heat. And with Boozer signing with the Bulls, I think that makes that you know, the Bulls have an opportunity now, a decent opportunity. And with Amari in New York and with LeBron basically doing the press conference in Greenwich, Connecticut, which is a hop, skip, and a jump from New York City,
yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
It adds to the intrigue. It definitely adds to the intrigue.
It does. It's great stuff.
Chris, we thank you. Chris Perkins, Fox Sports Florida, also covers the Heat, the Miami Heat, for NBA.com. Chris, we got to get you on afterwards to talk about what transpired.
Hey, anytime, man. Anytime, Paul.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, man. No problem. All right.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Well, that was Chris Perkins. Covers the Heat for NBA.com and also for Fox Sports Florida. Chris, I mean, it sounds like a party there in South Beach. Good times there in South Beach. And again, if they ever need an excuse for a party, they found one. They definitely found an excuse to have a party out there in South Beach. So, you know, we'll see what transpires tomorrow, 9 o'clock p.m. from Greenwich, Connecticut. It'll air on ESPN. LeBron James will make his decision. Where does he go? New York, New Jersey, Chicago, Cleveland, Miami. Who knows? The Clippers, maybe. Who knows? But it should be very interesting. And it should be very exciting to see what happens with LeBron James and free agency 2010. Wow. Well, let me know what you think. Where will LeBron James go? The number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com/pgan, that's blogtalkradio.com/pgan, and you can send email messages to the show at goforward.gan@gmail.com. That's goforward.gan@gmail.com. Expected to be joined by former Eagles tight end Luther Broughton, who will give an athlete's perspective on what it's like to be a free agent. I mean, granted, he's not the level of LeBron James or D-Wade or any of those guys in the NFL in his sport, but he is a guy that can definitely give you insight on what it's like. What's the process like? What goes on? What goes on in terms of a free agent? What do you look for? Is it about the money? Is it about being in the right situation? Is it about being close to family? I mean, what is it truly about? So we'll see and get his insight on that, and he'll tell us what it's truly about. So that should be interesting to get an athlete's perspective on this free agency thing and what it's like to be a free agent. So big decision tomorrow, man. I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited. This is great theater. You got to be excited about this. I mean, people can criticize and say, oh, why is he doing it on national TV? Why is he doing this, that, or what have you? And all I can say is shut up, just enjoy it, have fun with it. You got a guy who arguably is the greatest player in his sport, and he's going to make an announcement, a big announcement that's going to shape the NBA for years to come. It's going to shape the NBA for years to come. So, I mean, it's exciting, man. And it's definitely exciting to see this happening. And we all waited for this. Free agency 2010, we all waited for this to happen. We were all excited to see this happen. And it's here. It's finally here, and it's finally shaking out. Again, Bosh, Wade, sign with Miami. Boozer to the Bulls. I mean, and now with Boozer with the Bulls, are the Bulls now, do they jump up on this list, higher on this list for LeBron? Do they jump up with Boozer now in the mix? I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, but it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be great, great theater. And if you're not a fan of the NBA, I still think it has to interest you because LeBron James has become a cultural icon in a lot of ways. I mean, everybody knows who he is. You don't have to like basketball or follow basketball to know who LeBron James is. And I think a lot of people know who this guy is. And I think that adds to what's going to happen tomorrow. That adds to it. That adds to the story. and that makes the story more intriguing, more interesting. So we'll see what happens. I mean, let me know what you think. I mean, I believe that LeBron will stay in Cleveland. But I think with all these signings, with Boozer going to Chicago and Wade and Bosch going to Miami, I don't know what to think at this point, but I'm going to stick to my guns, and I'm going to say he's going to stay in Cleveland. But let me know what you think. The number's to call 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com/pgan. That's blogtalkradio.com/pgan. And you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gan@gmail.com. That's goforit.gan@gmail.com. So let me know what you think. Where is he going? Where is the king going? Where is he going to take his throne? Is his throne going to be in Chicago with Boozer now, with Derrick Rose, with Joakim Noah, with Luol Deng, with Taj Gibson? Is it going to be in Miami with his boy Bosh, Chris Bosh, and his boy D. Wade? Is it going to be in Cleveland, his hometown? Is he going to stay home with his boys in Cleveland, with Jameson and Varejao and Mo Williams and those boys? Or will he go to the Big Apple, New York City, with Amari Stoudemire, with Gallinari, with Wilson Chandler, and, hey, with Eddie Terry coming off the books next year, a possibility or a shot at Carmelo Anthony, who has the ability to opt out of his contract next summer, the summer of 2011. So will he do that? Will he exercise that option to opt out and go to New York City to possibly to join definitely Amari Stoudemire, but possibly join LeBron? Who knows? Who knows how it will shake out? Who knows? But all I know is this is exciting. This is very, very exciting. And also some other NBA news. Kevin Durant re-signs with the Oklahoma City Thunder. 5-year deal. He announced it, actually, in this day of social media, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. He announced it on Twitter that he will be staying with the Oklahoma City Thunder. 5 years, $86 million. There's not an opt-out clause, which may be a little surprising. But it's not. There's no opt-out clause. And he's deciding that he's going to want to stay with the Oklahoma City Thunder and work their magic there. I mean, with Oklahoma City, I mean, there's some good pieces there with Russell Westbrook and Jeff Green, James Harden, the rookie. So they're set there in Oklahoma City. And, you know, a lot of people project or predicted that Kevin Durant would be one of the guys who would be a part of free agency 2011. But Kevin, he decided that Oklahoma City was the right place for him and the place that he wanted to be and the place that he wanted to spend his career, or at least the next 5 years of his career. So Kevin Durant is staying in Oklahoma City, and so they're going to build that thing down there in Oklahoma City. So Durant is staying, and again, I like to see guys stay in their home cities, because it's good for the game. It's good for the game. I mean, you hate to see basketball be basically shut down in Cleveland if LeBron James goes. You hate to see that happen, but it may happen if LeBron James leaves. We're now joined by former Eagles tight end, former Panthers tight end, Luther Broughton. Luther?
What's going on, guys? What's good?
Good to see you. Good to hear from you. Just me today. Oh. I'm flying solo.
Oh, solo.
So I'm flying solo today. Now, Luther, you're a guy who went through the free agent process, albeit not on the level of LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh, but what was your mindset going into free agency?
Man, you know, you hit it on the head. I wasn't on the level of those guys, so, man, I was just looking to get signed. When you're not a superstar, and like I wasn't clearly, hell, I wasn't even a starter at the end of the season. And at that point, you're looking to catch on. You're looking to get, you know, you're looking for someone to be interested in you as a tight end, backup tight end. You know, you can be replaced. You can be replaced in the draft for cheap. So, you know, you want to find the team that fits you perfectly. You know, of course you can't be perfect, but you want to find a team that fits you perfectly so you can stick. You know, it's not like the draft where a team drafts you and they'll stick with you a little bit longer because, you know, they don't want to admit immediately that we made a mistake, this guy, and we don't know if he's all that good. We're not going to give him that much of a chance to hold on if he's just signing as a one-year free agent guy like me, like I would be. But, you know,
now,
still, there's the anxiety. So.
Now, in 2001, you were a free agent, and you signed with the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Was your goal, like you stated before, was your goal just to catch on, or were you looking to be in a certain area or make a certain amount of money?
I didn't care where at that point in my career, I didn't care where I was. You know, I wanted to catch on with the team that felt I fit their needs, of course. I didn't just want to be camp fodder, because sometimes you end up being camp fodder. I wanted to desperately find a team that I fit that could use me and my skills. You know, because you want to be there. You don't want to have to, bam, all right, I'm going to sign with Kansas City, and you pack up and move to Kansas City, and you're there during the whole off season, and you get cut the third week of training camp, and, okay, Seattle has a coach there that used to be in Carolina. He knows me well, so, you know, they want to sign me. I think I'll be fine. And, bam, I'm packing up and moving to Seattle. Yeah, maybe I stick in Seattle, or maybe I get cut again and I go home. So, you know, that's the nature of the business. We understand that. You have to have thick skin and be ready to go. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. You want to accept it. Now, we're talking about NBA free agency. We're talking about one of the biggest free agent markets ever. You got superstars
in sports.
Hitting the market
in sports.
You have superstars who strategically planned when they originally signed their extensions to sign a shorter extension so they could hit the market again. Well, those guys hit the market as well as guys like Amari Stoudemire, Carlos Boozer, David Lee, who I think is really underrated in this whole.
He is very, very underrated.
You know?
I mean,
so you've got all this going on. It's a big deal. I mean, It's a huge deal. One team could change their fortunes in one night, one fell swoop, one signing. Bam, we go from having an also-ran to, okay, we got LeBron James and Amari Stoudemire, or we got D. Wade and Chris Bosh, or even let's say you get Joe Johnson and Boozer to sign with you, and you won 30 games last year. Those guys are going to give you at least 15 games, not to mention the rookie that you probably just picked in the lottery because you stunk last year. So it could change fortunes. Now, with so many free agents out there looking to land together and build a championship team, you can have some of these guys out here who are ballyhooed and stuck together, but they won't win anything. Because somebody's going to end up being better than the other. And you got to look at the fact that the Lakers still have their team intact. Granted, I hate the Lakers, but they still have their team intact. And
they definitely have their team intact, but I think it's a team that is beatable, and I think Yeah. We'll see how it all plays out, but it's a team I think that is beatable. But we'll see where LeBron goes, because he's basically the last big guy to make a decision. But I want to come back to your situation in the NFL. Have you ever been in a situation where you were recruiting guys to join you in a certain place?
No, I was, to be totally honest with you, I was never at that position. Have you ever seen it?
Not really, I've
been around. I've never really been a part of it. Because I wasn't that guy who they were going to come in and say, "Ah, you get a chance to play with Luther." Come on. I mean, I'm not that naive. But you might have a chance where I would have known a guy and we were friends, and you know, they would use that angle, even though that wasn't the case. I was never that guy. You know, I was a fringe guy. I was one of those guys who fits in the roster, you know, probably from 30 to 55 guy, ranked from 30 to 55. Mm-hmm. I had my role, and I did what I had to do. I wasn't that guy who would be the face of the franchise who you're going to use to recruit. I mean, let's say back in the day, if Brian Dawkins was a free agent, and why would they say, "Brian, you get a chance to play with Luther"? I mean, come on. I'm not even killing myself here. I am actually killing myself here, but it's just the reality. But you know,
have you ever been in a situation where you've seen a guy like root against a player because they left the team?
Nah, man. It's according to the situation. If you're bitching to the media, and I hope I could say that, if you're bitching to the media mid-season about everybody because you know that organization is not going to take that, they're going to cut you, and then you can go sign with whoever you want, that's one thing. Now, if you're a free agent at the end of the season and you feel that the best thing for you and your family is to make a move, then you make a move. I'm always on Facebook. I kind of, you know, got into a little debate with this guy who felt as if LeBron leaves Ohio, he'd be disrespecting Ohio and abandoning his fans. Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. I'm like, dude, LeBron is he's one guy from Ohio. He doesn't own the team. It's not like he's picking up the Colts and moving them to Baltimore and having them become the Ravens.
Well, if he really doesn't sign with Cleveland, basketball is essentially dead in Cleveland God knows how long.
But that franchise was there before LeBron, and that franchise is going to be there after LeBron. And LeBron has not brought a championship to that franchise. Of course LeBron fills the arena every night. And in terms of money for the organization, et cetera, that, you know, he's big. But, I mean, come on, man. Why isn't Amari Stoudemire betraying Phoenix? Why isn't Chris Bosh betraying Toronto? Because they weren't born in that state. That's kind of ridiculous to me. I think he needs to do what's best for him. You know, in terms of I'm not that old, but you know, guys, when we were a little younger, guys would stay on the same team forever. You had loyal fans. You had your guy. And your guy was going to be there. You know, in terms of the Cleveland fans, true Cleveland fans, they wish their guy stayed. Me, huge, huge Chapel Hill fan, huge Jordan fan. There's no that one year when he was a free agent and Reinsdorf was being cheap, and Michael was saying, "All right, I can play in New York." Okay, I probably would have lost my mind if Michael had gone in New York. I would have been forced to root for the Knicks, probably.
So were you a Bulls fan? Are you a Bulls
huge,
fan?
I was a huge Michael Jordan fan. I was so pissed off when Jerry Krause decided after the sixth championship that he really wasn't going to bring everybody back and he wanted to build another championship from that point. he wanted to prove he could build, really build one on his own, kind of because Rod Thorne, or I think it was Rod Thorne, was responsible for drafting Michael, and then he brought in everybody else.
Thorne.
But that's,
so now,
I mean,
now
I can't say I'm a Bulls fan. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, let's get your thoughts now on where does LeBron go?
You know what? I'm tired of speculating on it. And I don't have a clue, man. I don't have. Last week, Stephen A. Smith came on. He was screaming about, you know what? Blah, 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 blah. LeBron is going to wherever with Chris Bosh. Okay. He swore that was true. And Chris Bosh did Chicago with Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh ends up in Miami with D-Wade.
Right.
So today we're hearing.
No one, you're right, man. No one knows.
It's all speculation. LeBron knows. Whoever he's already cut some deals with, they know, what have you. It's speculation. I'm so tired of it. I want to throw up when I heard there was an hour ESPN special to talk about this.
Well, you have to admit, it is good theater. It's exciting.
It
I mean, come on.
Just theater. I'm going to be watching reruns of Everybody Loves
Raymond.
I'm watching that. That annoys the hell out of me. Oh, man. Like, seriously?
I'll give you what's a little over the top, but I'll also say
over the top.
This is exciting.
Jordan dunking on Ewing on the baseline. This is way over the top.
Well, you're talking arguably the best player in the game is about to make a decision which could shape the league for the next decade. So, I mean, I understand.
He played like a dog against the Celtics, but we won't go there. That's for another night.
Well, he ran into a better team. But I just think he tried to go to a better team than the Knicks, right? What's that?
You know what? For ESPN, it's really good theater because this is the off season for college football, NFL,
it's
off
a slow
season
time.
For college basketball, NBA, off season for hockey. Only thing going on right now is baseball, really, in Wimbledon. So people trying to figure out if Tiger's gonna get his head out of his ace. So that's all that's going on right now. And yeah, you're right. You know, it's good theater for ESPN, of course.
Right.
LeBron, come on, man, say no. Screw that. Let them find something else to put on, man. Oh gosh, like, see, that's Michael would never do that.
Luke, I gotta get your random thought on Jamarcus Russell.
Oh my gosh. Jamarcus Russell is a loser, man. All the stories you hear about Jamarcus, last one in, first one out, freaking quarterback coming into camp 300-plus, hadn't learned anything, hadn't made any strides. I'm not hating on all the money he made. That's the system, whatever. You drafted him number one when he played for a year and a half. Yeah, big, strong arm. We've seen that before. Drew Brees just won a Super Bowl at 6 foot, accurate, not a super strong arm. So, come on, why do we continue to look at the prototype who you kind of know is not going to be that guy? Guy's a loser, man. That's all I have to say about him. We'll leave it at that.
Luther, we thank you for joining the show. You're a friend to the show, and you're always welcome back.
All right, man. Be easy.
All right, take care. Luther Broughton, former Eagles tight end, former Carolina Panthers tight end. I want to thank Chris Perkins, Fox Sports Florida, and NBA.com for joining the show. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Should be exciting times. We'll see where LeBron will go. Where is he going?